A summary of the laws of Pesach, laws relating to kashering, part 2. In the previous lesson, we discussed the various different forms of kashering, and in this lesson, we will further continue with which form of kashering a vessel requires. So the general rule is like this. All vessels that had chametz cooked in them in liquid, such as pasta, if they are made of kasherable material, such as metal, require hagala or liban kal for kashering. If the chametz was baked without liquid in the vessel, such as a baking pan, makes the vessel require liban chamer. Thus, hagala does not suffice for baking pans which were used to bake chametz, such as challahs. Vessels which were never used with hot chametz, but had chametz soaked in them for 24 hours, such as a pot which was used to store beer for over 24 hours, requires hagala or liban kal. Let's now discuss which materials can be koshered. So in general, earthenware cannot be koshered unless it is completely reformed through very high heating in an oven. We avoid using earthenware vessels during Pesach, even if the vessels were used only for cold chametz foods. Thus, a crock pot cannot be koshered for Pesach and must be put away if one makes chulent using grains of the five grains. Likewise, all mugs may not be koshered for Pesach if they are ever used for any chametz liquid, such as beer. Unlike the common misconception, wood is kosherable. However, there is an issue with wood that can prevent it from being koshered, and that is cracks and the like, being that the cracks may hold chametz in them. Thus, one should only kosher wood vessels that do not contain any cracks. The custom is not to use any wood vessel that was used with flour or dough during the year, and to simply not kosher them for Pesach. Metal vessels. Metal vessels are a kosherable material, and its form of koshering, whether hagala or liban gomer, is dependent on how it was used with its chametz, as we explained before, regarding if chametz was cooked in water versus if it was baked. Glass vessels. Glass vessels, according to Sfaradim, do not require any koshering and may be used for Pesach after they are cleaned. However, according to Ashkenazim, glass vessels cannot be koshered for Pesach at all, just like earthenware, and therefore they are to be cleaned and put away until after Pesach. If a vessel is coated with glass, then if its coating is in the inside where the food rests, then it cannot be koshered for Pesach, according to Ashkenazi custom. If, however, its coating is only on its outside, then if it's not commonly placed over the fire to cook, such as silver vessels, then it can be koshered through hagala. All vessels that have parts that have been glued together cannot be koshered due to worry that one will not do the hagala properly due to worry of the glue melting. We will now go through a list of a variety of items and materials and their koshering status. Aluminum. Vessels made of aluminum can be koshered based on their use, if it was used for cooking chametz or for baking chametz. A baking pan used for baking chametz requires liban chamer. Burners of a stovetop require liban chamer. Ceramic is similar to earthenware and cannot be koshered. China is similar to earthenware and cannot be koshered. Counter material. Counterstone is to be koshered with irikli rishon on evan malubon. This, however, only applies if it's made of solid stone. If, however, it's made of engineered stone or engineered granite, as is very common in today's counters, then it is debated if it is kosherable, and although one is to kosher it, as we stated, it is also to be covered with aluminum foil and the like. Cups. Cups cannot be koshered, according to Ashkenazi custom, even if made of glass, unless they are made of metal, in which case they can be koshered using hagala. Enamel. The custom is not to kosher enamel for Pesach. Thus, in the question of whether a frying pan may be koshered, it depends if it's coated with enamel or Teflon or not. If it is, then we do not kosher it. If it's not coated with it, then it may be koshered based on its use, either with hagala or liban chamer, depending on what it's used for. Grates of a stovetop require liban chamer. A grinder requires hagala. Marble requires hagala. An oven, which is used to bake chametz, requires liban chamer. A kiddush cup requires hagala. Knives. Knives are best not to be koshered for Pesach, although if necessary, it may be koshered. Plastic. It's a dispute amongst Pesachim as to the status of plastic and if it may be koshered, and in general, we try not to kosher it for Pesach, even though in a time of need, one may be lenient. A pot that is not coated with enamel can be koshered through hagala. Porcelain. Porcelain is treated like earthenware and cannot be koshered. Pyrex is a dispute amongst Pesachim if it has the same status as glass or is even worse than glass and cannot be koshered, even according to Sfaradim. Many Sfaradim are lenient. Silverware requires Haggalah. A sink spout is to be cleaned and washed. The sink material, if it's made of enamel, ceramic, glass, or plastic, cannot be koshered. If it's made of metal, then it can be koshered through Eri with Heaven Meluban. Skewers for a barbecue need Liban Gummer. Steel, including stainless steel, cannot require koshering based on their use. A stovetop that's made of enamel cannot be koshered. If it's made of stainless steel, then it can be koshered through Eri Klirishin with Evan Meluban. Teflon is not a kosherable material. Wood without cracks can be koshered with Haggalah, while wood with cracks cannot be koshered at all. Mir Tzashem, in the coming lesson, we will continue with further details of the laws of koshering in terms of the various utensils and their detailed laws of how they should be koshered.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.